remember that it's a privilege. It's a privilege and an honor for me to be here.
It's so wonderful
to again,
bring
this passion of creative minds. And it's the passion of your creative mind. And so whatever it looks like, it's just, you know what the passion of creative mind is? You're going to be you.
Yes.
Whatever it looks like. You're literally going to expose yourself completely. And this is my info. The bobby socks, the saddle shoes, and the dungarees came flying over to Europe, I was absolutely amazed. For me, it was like a complete recognition of me. And I just wanted to have my petticoat on all the day, all the time. And so, when I was young and when I went to school, my father used to travel to the United States. And when he'd come back, he'd just have suitcases full of clothing from the United States. And so we were very eager for him to come back. When the suitcases opened, and all the clothes and the petticoats and all the things came out of it, there we were. So that was for me like a complete recognition, like a part of myself. And this is what the passion of creative mind is that it is a complete exposure of who you truly are. And in whatever form it presents itself, it doesn't really matter. And I have to tell you, what's happening over there is just really, for me, overwhelming. It's an amazing thing to see that at the end of time, we all get an opportunity to show the truth of who we really are. And whether it's Maddie singing, or Loisita, or the paintings, or the food that's going to be presented to you, or the cafe that Hartmut and Uli built, which is absolutely spectacular, or me. Or me presenting myself in my petticoat, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. I want to start with, so this whole thing started with an idea. I think you are too late for that. It started with an idea, and the idea was the passion of creative mind. And now, as we all know, there are two things that you can do with an idea. You can reject it, you can just neglect it, you can just pass it by, and the idea is dead. And so are you at the moment. The other thing that you can do with an idea is share it. Join with the idea. And in the joining of you with that idea, the idea comes alive. And that is what has been happened, and that is what's still occurring, is that if you join with that idea, although, like somebody expressed yesterday, you know, at the beginning was like, oh, not another passion of this, or not another, but if you finally get over yourself, because it's always a defense, you're always defending yourself. You never really want to give yourself joy. You never really do, because it's a complete relinquishment of this. It's a complete relinquishment of your identity. So when an idea is presented, the first thing that you actually want to do is defend yourself and say, nah, no, that idea is not for me. And we probably all have that experience in the beginning. But then, you know, if you get over yourself and if you join, am I going too fast? And you join with that idea, it becomes alive. And that is what this is, a demonstration of the coming alive of that idea, the passion of creative mind. And I have to say, I'm overwhelmed. I'm really overwhelmed. I think that within this association, we really have everything available. I am really, I mean, everybody have, it's like time to get out of the closet. Everybody, has, I mean, it's like really stop, we really stop hiding. We are coming all up to the plate if you present yourself as you truly are. And we all get an opportunity to do that in the specific makeup that you have been given when you were created. I mean, for Arnie it's this, and for Laurel it's that. We all have something, and it's you. And it just, it's like I say, the passion of creative mind is who you really are. You become you. And I love it. So that was the idea. It's the sharing of that idea where the idea becomes alive. So and it, what the idea requires actually is you. An idea is nothing without you. Absolutely nothing. If you join and step into that idea, it becomes alive in you. And you get the immediate experience of that. You're not doing it for anybody else. You're doing it for you. And so, John, when I see you, can you hear me? For me, that's just the most incredible experience. John becomes John and joins completely with his baby, and it's just great. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, sharing is God's way of creating. He's literally sharing himself. That is what creation is. He's sharing himself in you. You are what God creation is. And remember always that your identity is shared. It's a shared identity. Your true identity I'm talking about. It's a shared identity. And in that, in its sharing, is what it's where its reality is. I mean, God can keep on extending himself if you're not sharing it with that idea. It's just nothing. It's just nothing. And so, you know, that is you, you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Spectacular. So, and that's what very obviously happened, is the sharing in that idea of the passion of creative mind. And it looks like, and Joni commented yesterday, it's looked like as if it's a complete activation. It feels like the whole association has been activated. And it's a complete display of who we truly are. And I just think it's lovely. I'm overwhelmed. And you know, there's this saying that my Lord God is an all-consuming fire. I have the feeling that I'm completely consumed, that I'm completely my limited self identity is completely burning. And it's like as if everything just vanishes into the truth of who you really are. And I want to thank you all for your participation, because this thing would not have looked the way it looked without any single one of you. And Walter yesterday already mentioned a couple of you. But there's also like a whole group, and those are the guys that I so admire. That's the group of the guys who you never see. Those are the guys who are making the schedules. Can you imagine? Marion, I don't think she's here, but Marion is one of them. She makes the schedules for all the services that we are giving. Whether it's here or in the Cheese Factory or in the Endeavor Academy, she has this beautiful list, and it's all so well organized. Without that, we have nothing. And so it's like every individual, every identity who was willing to share this idea plays its part. And I'm so honored, and I'm so, it's such a privilege for me to be a part of this. You have no idea. And I want to thank you all for that. And giving me an opportunity. So that's why I took this. Because without, you know what's in here? It's the Course in Miracles. Dear one used to say about Maddie. Maddie, when she came here to this association, she discovered that she could sing. I mean, she has a spectacular voice. It's just completely Maddie. But Maddie says, it just takes me out. I also have to cry. But dear one told Maddie, he said, you have to be very grateful that what you discovered in yourself, you discovered here within this association in Montmartre.
Yeah.
Because that, all the qualities that we have been given can also lead you to death. And that is so incredible here, is that everything is because we have the course in our pocket, because we carry the course with us wherever we go, is that we are allowed, that we are literally allowed to do this. Otherwise we have nothing. Because it is the idea that I say something about these first six groups, and I'm very excited about it. Because the real true, okay, so there was this idea, and we all anticipated, and we all shared in that idea, and that is what this is. The only true purpose that we could ever have is to remember who we truly are. And this is an effect of that. The only true purpose that you could really have is the end, is the 12th portal. We are the hidden portal that we have, and that's home. That is, remember who you truly are, what your true identity is. That is the only purpose that you could have. And in that purpose, all of this is allowed to happen. And so, this is my transcript. This is my transcript of my video, and you're watching my video right now, so. When Julie asked me to do this session, it's like it probably happens with all of you guys, is when you're asked to perform something, when you're asked to step up to the plate and declare who you truly are, speak the word of God, there's this whole download that comes in, and you're prepared to do that. Here one used to say, you're either on the stage or you're preparing yourself to be on the stage. And so it has been an extremely exciting time for me to do that, because like I say, it's an activation of your own mind. When an idea is proposed and you share into that idea, it's always an activation of you. And so, we have all kinds of words, a lot of words. We have the passion of creative mind, and we have the miraculous healing power of forgiving love. And in that sentence is in all the words that you will ever need are presented. Miraculous, it's a miracle. The healing of your mind is a miracle. The only thing that you can actually offer is your willingness. It's your willingness that you want your mind to be healed to the truth of who you really are. But the occurrence of that is a miracle. It's a completely dependence on God. It happens because of the grace of God. So in that sense, you have nothing to say about it. But it's like, okay, God the Father, here I am. Heal my mind. I want to know who I am. So the word miracle is absolutely necessary here. Healing. We're all about healing. That's the only thing that you want. I know it. It's healing. It's about the healing of your mind to the truth of who you really are. Power. All power is given you in heaven and earth. You are the desire of that. Nobody else can do it for you. You can listen to a teacher, or you can listen to the truth as long as you want to. But there is a moment that you have to decide within you that that is what you want. And that is the only thing that you want. What Walter said yesterday, the sole desire of the Son for the Father. And it's a burning desire within you. Within me, it's a burning desire. It literally burns me up. It makes my false, limited self-identity disappear completely. And yes, that's what I love. Forgiving love. Well, hello. As we all know, forgiveness is the central theme of the Course. Without forgiveness, I will still be blind. And forgiveness is the idea that what you think that is occurring, or what you think that your brother is doing to you, or what you think that is happening, has no reality at all. That is what the word forgiveness actually means. It's not like, oh, something happened and now I'm going to forgive it. Forget about it. If that would be true, there's no hope. If the schism, if the separation would have occurred, then here you are, forever in hell. Thank God, Course in Miracles tells you, oops, you just made a little mistake. Don't worry about it, never happened. That is what forgiveness is. And then we have love. It's what Marilyn yesterday said, love is real. And in the conversion of your limited self-identity, of all the things that you're not, that's where love will present itself to you.
Thank you.
Alrighty, so here we are. Determination, perseverance, forgiveness, gratefulness, love, and peace. That's what it's going to be for today. Portals of miracle healing. Another thing is, these portals, these concepts, these names are absolutely nothing without you. They're just empty space. If you don't take on determination, perseverance, forgiveness, gratefulness, love, or peace, it's nothing. It's the same as the sharing. If you don't share into that idea, if you don't start wearing the garb of that idea, it's just not going to be anything. You have no idea what you're talking about. And so we, in the coming days, we get an ample opportunity to go into one of these portals. You can close the curtains, there's a little chair, you can sit down and listen, and just, there's a lot of text in there from the Course, and just be determination for a moment. Just be love for a moment and ask for help. These are healing portals. These portals, literally, they all have the power to take you out of your limited conceptual idea about yourself. That's what healing actually is. So the first two books, Determination and Perseverance, they are so strong, without even knowing what the words mean, you can feel that in determination and in perseverance, there is a clarity and a certainty and a commitment. And I'll tell you what the Webster Dictionary has to say about it. Especially because we're here with a lot of so-called foreigners. I mean, English might not be your first language. It's not my first language, although I start believing it has become my first language. But you can sense what a word means conceptually, but you don't really understand, maybe also for the German people, you don't really understand what it means. So, I got into the habit of going to Google and just looking it up, what the word actually means, and then this whole world opens up for me. So, I'll tell you what determination says. Determination, the act of deciding definitely and firmly. It's like you make a decision, you make a very, very definite and firm decision in your mind. Well, of course, then the question is, what are you deciding? You can decide anything. I mean, you can, literally, the power that's been given you, you can achieve everything. But again, like I said before, the only true decision that you can make is to be whole, to remember who you truly are. That's the only true decision that you can make. Okay, so the act of deciding definitely and firmly. Firm or fixed intention to achieve a desired end. And of course, it has termination. It has the word end in it. What do you want? So the determination, first you were, you know, like a moment ago, you were absolutely determined to die. I mean, don't tell me that you were, because I know that you were, because I was absolutely determined to die. And now with your new mind, you are determined to live. And so the determination is like, I am determined to see. I am determined to see things differently. It's a very strong, clear, firm decision that you have made within your mind that that is what you want. And by golly, I'm going to get it. It's like, yeah, you know, whatever. I'm just going to get it. And so that's, of course, where perseverance comes in. Because it's in the perseverance of the decision that you have made where the result will be yours. So, are we okay on time? Okay, there's this nice little booklet that is Spiritual Healing Center, and it has all the healing stations in it, it's called. So let me see if I'll read something. So it has all the text of the different portals are in here. And Maria Torres asked me to, there are los Latinos, which are Latinos, I will find in a moment. Part of my makeup, I'm so grateful. So in every hood, in every portal, on the chairs, there's translation in Spanish for you guys. Thank you for doing that. That's very thoughtful. There are only six folletos, so don't take them with you. When you've read them, just put them back. Okay? I know how you guys are. Resurrection and the life. His will is done because all power is given him in heaven and on earth. In your determination to see his vision given you. Your little effort and small determination call on the power of the universe to help you. Here you have it. Help is all around you. You don't have to do it yourself. It's only the decision, the determination that you want to see. Your little effort and small determination call on the power of the universe to help you. God himself will raise you from darkness into light. You are in accord with his will. You cannot fail because your will is his. All right, so then we go to perseverance. And I'll read to you what it says in the dictionary. It uses words, and it's a couple of words. And the first word is commitment. Hard work, patience, and endurance. It's perseverance. It's like try again, and you try again, and you keep on going, and you stand there, and you don't give up, and you try again. That's a That's what happens to us in this whole idea of enlightenment, of remembering who you truly are. I mean, the determination and the perseverance are absolutely essential. Without that, you know, you can just, you'll just walk out of here immediately. Because we all have moments that we think, oh my God. Yeah, everybody's laughing because we know that. We want to give up. Because it becomes too painful, the confrontation with your limited self. You want to run because you can't stand it. So it's the perseverance that really makes you continue and try again and try again. And you stand there and you stay there and you don't move. And in that sense, I'm grateful for you guys for showing up. Thank you. It's a steady persistence in a purpose, especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. Well, these guys who have been working really hard here in the Revelation Hall, I mean, you encounter that. You want to give up. But it's the steady persistence in a purpose. You remember, what is it that I want? I want to remember who I truly am. And in that, I'm going to persist. In that, I'm going to persist. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes. You keep on going, you try again, and you try again. Decision not to give up. Perseverance. You ain't going to do it. This time around, baby, you're not going to give up. Before you want to run out, of that idea that you want to run. It's in the acceptance of the idea that you want to run where your salvation is. You know, don't have to be brave in that sense. You know, just be true to yourself. I mean, who the fuck wants to do this? Yeah. It's an ordeal, right? But because we're doing this together, you know, I'm just grateful for the guys who are just like pillars standing there. Now when I see them, it's like, oh yeah, no, remember. Try again. Seguimos adelante. La revolución. My friend Theo. Okay, a continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. Steadfastness. Infinite patience brings immediate results. Perseverance. Oh, thank you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is the greatest gift that you can give yourself. Because in the forgiveness, what the result, the effect, the reward of forgiveness is freedom. When you forgive, you get the immediate effects. It's like you think, oh, I need to forgive somebody outside of you. In the first place, we know by now that there is nothing outside of you, that there's always only a reflection of, hey, Madonna, thank you. It's always only a reflection of your own mind. So who are you forgiving? Thank you, yourself. And you get the rewards of that immediately. And the reward is freedom. Because what you bind on earth will be found in heaven. If you judge something here, you will be here forever. And you will get those effects. So in the forgiveness of what you think that is occurring out there is where your freedom is. So it's the biggest gift that you can give to yourself. Not to anybody else. Has nothing to do with that. Because if that would be true, you know, if there would be something outside of you that you needed to forgive, it's impossible. It's not possible. But the whole thing is occurring in your mind. That's why it's possible. Thank God. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. Forgiveness offers everything I want. And one of the great lessons, it was one of the last lessons, forgiveness. Without forgiveness, I will still be blind. completely blind. You're going to be blinded by your own judgment. You're going to be blinded by your own ideas, by your desires, about what you think that is occurring. It has absolutely no meaning, nothing. In the forgiveness of that, in the release of that, in the giving it away, is where your freedom will be your reward. And then, of course, Jesus says, oh yeah, that's great. I love it. Jesus has his little jokes. So Peter comes to Jesus and he says, you know, do I forgive my brother 7 times? And he thinks, yeah, you wish. Seven times is about enough. He said, no, it's going to be 70 times 7. And that might not even be enough. So you keep on going. Because now you know that that is what your salvation is. You are going to be saved by that. It has nothing to do with anyone else. There is nothing outside of you. Outside of you, there's nothing. I mean, those are the basics, but I keep coming back to that because that is what my salvation is.
So I would like to read something. Forgiveness offers everything I want. In Blessing 122.
Forgiveness cannot give. Do you want peace?
Yes.
Do you want peace?
Yes.
Okay, forgiveness offers it. Do you want happiness?
Yes.
A quiet mind?
Yes.
A certainty of purpose?
Yes.
And a sense of worth?
Yes.
And beauty?
Yes.
And transcends the world?
Yes.
Do you want care and safety?
Yes.
And the warmth of sure protection all?
Yes.
Do you want quietness that cannot be disturbed?
Yes.
A gentleness that can never be hurt?
Yes.
A deep abiding comfort?
Yes.
And a rest so perfect it can never be upset?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, all this forgiveness offers you, and more. It sparkles on your eyes as you awake, and gives you joy with which to meet the day. It soothes your forehead while you sleep and rests upon your eyelids so you see no dream of fear and evil, malice and attack. And when you wake again, it offers you another day of happiness and peace. All this forgiveness offers you and more. Forgiveness lifts the veil. No, forgiveness lets the veil be lifted up that hides the face of Christ from those who look with unforgiving eyes upon the world. It lets you recognize the Son of God and clears your memory of all dead thoughts so that remembrance of your Father can arise across the threshold of your mind. What would you want forgiveness cannot give? What gifts but these are worthy to be sought? What fancy value, trivial effect, or transient promise, never to be kept, can hold more hope than what forgiveness brings? Why would you seek an answer other than the answer that will answer everything? Here is the perfect answer, given to imperfect questions, meaningless requests, half-hearted willingness to hear, and less than halfway diligence, and partial trust. Here is the answer. Seek for it no more. You will not find another one instead. Forgiveness. Easy. Isn't it great that you can laugh like that? Of course you don't want to forgive. You want somebody else to be guilty for what's done to you. Well, no, good luck. And we're going to keep you here in the now. No more. Gratefulness. Without thank you, thank you, thank you, you're nothing. Because in the giving of your thanks, in the giving of your gratitude, is where you receive it. That's, of course, the goal that's occurring here. I mean, you can only give to yourself. And to give and to receive are the same. So what is it that you want? You want the effects of gratitude? Let them be grateful. And if it seems that you're not, just start saying thank you. Just go to somebody and say, you know what? Thank you. You get the immediate effects. Because cause and effect are not apart. There is one cause. And so gratefulness is just, you know, like on be on your knees. And even if you're at a moment you're blind, just start saying thank you.
Yes.
We have everything to be grateful for. Really. Everything, if you're asked to do this, and like Bjorn often said, you had no choice in this, you're chosen. You were chosen, I know that. I remember you. Thank you for showing up. If you're chosen for this job, it's because you knew that you were going to do it. Why I'm here like a million thousand or whatever, it's because no, you! You're the only one.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, before I go to sleep, I just sit in my bed and I'm just let the whole day pass and I'm grateful for everything. Even grateful for the things that seem to be like against you, but even for the things that seem to be like an attack or something that is not to be grateful for, I'll tell you those are the things to be grateful for.
Yes.
Yes.
Because those are the things in the conversion of that right salvation. So in that sense, it's just perfect. There is only God, there is only love, there is only perfection. There are no flaws in the universe. It's just not possible. So everything is because you have asked for something. If your purpose is set, then everything that you need to encounter in your mind will present itself to you. In whatever form, it doesn't matter. However you think you want to perceive that, let me tell you, it is the love of God.
Yes.
It's all the love in the universe. But because you're perceiving it in a different way, thank you. You think it's something else. Not possible. It's just simply not possible. There is only the love of God. We'll come to that later, it's still a great So I read this. It's so cool. I'm so grateful. Thank you. I'm so grateful. It's so cool. Because what I read about gratefulness was a completely like different thing. Somebody wrote, it says, what gratefulness is a wild joy of belonging.
Oh, sorry.
It's like there is a wild joy within you where you know that you belong. It's not here.
Yes.
This is not where you belong. But there is something inside of you that knows that you belong. You belong in God. And it's this yearning, it's this desire, it's this belonging. Like, you know, that's what you want. So he says, wild joy of belonging. It is your full appreciation of something altogether unearned. You don't have to do anything for it. Utterly gratuitous. I'll read it again because I love it so much. It is your full appreciation of something altogether unearned, utterly gratuitous. It is given to you for nothing. That is what your sense of belonging is. You know that you belong. You know where you belong. And it's given freely. You don't have to, it's unearned. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to do anything for it. That's just what you are. That is something to be grateful for. So the Course says, love is the way I walk in gratitude. And it can be but my gratitude I earn.
Thank you.
Your gratitude is due to Him alone who made all cause of sorrow disappear throughout the world. Thank you, God. I thank my Father, that's one of my favorite lessons. I thank my Father for His gifts to me. Lesson 123. Are we still okay on time?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Sure. You go for having lunch afterwards. We don't have to. I thank my Father for His gifts to me. Be glad today. In loving thankfulness, your Father has opened you to yourself, nor let you wander in the dark alone. Be grateful He has saved you from the self you thought you made to take the place of Him and His creation. Give Him thanks today. Give thanks that He has not abandoned you, and that His love forever will remain shining on you, forever, 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 without change. Give thanks as well that you are changeless, for the Son He loves is changeless as Himself. Be grateful to be saved. You are already saved. It's done. It's accomplished. You just have to recognize it and accept it, and be grateful that that is so. Be glad you have a function in salvation to fulfill. Be thankful that your value far transcends your meager gifts and petty judgments of the one whom God established as His Son. Today, in gratitude, we lift our hearts above despair and raise our thankful eyes, no longer looking downward to the dust. We sing the song of thankfulness today in honor of the self that God has willed to be our true identity in Him. Today we smile on everyone we see and walk with lightened footsteps as we go to do what is appointed us to do. Receive His thanks and you will understand how lovingly He holds you in His mind, how deep and limitless His care for you, how perfect is His gratitude to you. Remember hourly to think of Him and give Him thanks for everything He gave His Son, that He might rise above the world, remembering His Father and His Son. Wild joy of the Lord. All right, then we have love and peace. It's like every definition that I would give, or that I would give about love and peace is going to be limited, because it's an experience. So it's hardly to say something about it, but we'll do that anyhow. but I can tell you what it's not. So it's not anger or fear, loneliness, loss, suffering, sickness, all the other stuff. That's what it's definitely not. But it's in the conversion of that, again, where love and peace will literally present itself to you. So you're in that sense, you're giving yourself completely away. You have to give yourself, the ideas that you have about yourself, you have to give away in order for love and peace, who are always there. It's not that it's something that you have to invent or think about. It's always there. Love and peace, those are attributes of God. And since God only gives of himself, since you are as God created you, you are an extension of who he really is, that is what you are. That's just a fact of the matter. There's nothing that you can do about it to change it. It's just love and peace are just attributes of God, and therefore it's part of you. Love created me like itself. God is with love, and therefore so am I. I want the peace of God. But it's in that declaration where you will remember that that is what you are. But up until now, maybe it's been veiled, it's been obscured by the ideas that you have about yourself. So it's in the release, it's in the conversion of all of that where love and peace will present itself to you. And love and peace can be kept by giving in prayer. It's the same with prayer, gratitude. You will be in that experience. Okay, so God is the love, and therefore so am I. Oh, and then, of course, Jesus, our friend. This is a great booklet, by the way. Love booklet, the real one. And Matthew 22, where Jesus says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
Wow.
Love your neighbor as yourself, because your neighbor is yourself.
Thank you.
In loving your neighbor, you will experience who you are. If you hate your neighbor, you will hate yourself. If you judge your neighbor, you will judge yourself. No, that's a true thing. Isn't that great? Hey, so what is it that you want? Be my guest. Are you sick and tired of all the shit? Thanks, please. Thank you for your passionate song yesterday. It's just great. Singular, where is my friend who's always sitting here next to you? Nelly. Singular subjective reality. That's Nelly's teaching. There's only you in your mind. So if we're talking about love and peace and gratefulness and forgiveness, hey, that's you. You want love? Give it. You want peace? Give it. So there's no escape. That's what I wanted to say. I know out of deep experience, we've tried everything. There's no escape. It's just going to be you. It's just going to be you. You want to be, you want to experience as God created you, or you want to stay this limited self-identity with all that? There's another thing that I would like to read. 1 Corinthians 13, Jesus talks about love. So I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, he uses the word charity for love, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. In other words, nothing. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Yes. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not, Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whenever there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth hope, faith, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. That is who you are.
Thank you.
All right. One of the great lessons about love is I am sustained by the love of God. It's lesson number 50. It's one of the earliest lessons in the course. I'll just want to read a piece of that. I am sustained by the love of God. Here is the answer to every problem that will confront you today and tomorrow and throughout time. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. Your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols. Sorry for that. Pills, money, protective clothing, these clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure a holy identification. Oh, they are songs of praise to the ego. Do not put your faith in the worthless. It will not sustain you. For a moment it will give you some kind of like relief or pleasure, but it will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. It will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. It will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, and where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of the Son of God. Put not your faith in illusions, they will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you, eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing. This is the answer to whatever confronts you today. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. It is a declaration of release from the belief in idols. It is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. Peace. This again, it's not, I can tell you what it's not. It's not war, it's not conflict. The dictionary says it's a state of harmony characterized by the lack of violent conflict, the absence of hostility. You don't have to pretend anymore. Just be painstakingly honest to yourself. That sometimes you're in a rage, sometimes you just really hate, sometimes you really don't want it.
Wow.
Because that's the passion of creative mind. You get to be who you are. It's who you truly are. That's all the passion that you are. Give it to the Holy Spirit and he'll transform it to another idea. But the passion, the energy is the same. So what I wanted to say is okay. I was so grateful because I was just like filled with it all the time. And the only thing I was trying to do is kind of like control it and be okay. I was like, whoa! And I said, yeah, it's okay. We understand. It's a nice golf advertisement, by the way. We understand. Yeah, this is a guy. I don't know if I can read that, but it's so good. It's a golf advertisement. It's from FedEx, I think. And so you have all these guys. I mean, if you have a passion for golf, like my Walter has a passion for golf. I mean, that's just this. He said the only thing I'm concerned about is my golf swing. Space where he can make like a full swing. Sometimes maybe he wants to hit me, but anyhow. So there are these guys who have like a really passion for golf. And so they have to work, of course. So then every tournament starts on Friday and on Thursday, or maybe even on Wednesday. So actually the whole week there's this, this golf thing going on, and these guys just have to be there with their ties and their suits and whatever. And so there's this guy, and he has a complete, he's working, he has a complete golf outfit, and he comes and knocks on the door of his boss, and he said, I'm so sorry, I have to leave earlier because I have to pick up my son. And the guy says, we understand. The guy goes to bed and he has his cell phone and he can see where his golf clubs are. So before he goes to sleep, he just checks in on them. He looks at his cell phone and he sees this guy sitting there in the bag and they're okay. And then he goes to bed and then he says, no, I'm going to go out and check out. So he goes to bed and checks out at the Olivia bag. Joining in that idea that gives me so much joy and so much gratitude. It's like joining in anybody's idea about anything is just why I get the rewards. And so it's like, oh, you have the tendency to maybe look outside of you, oh, that person can play with them and we can do it. But it's like in me joining completely with joy is where I go, yes! As if I'm there standing and doing this thing. It's all you. That's what I wanted to say. It's all you. It's all the maintenance guys. I mean, really, what these guys do is for me absolutely amazing.
Yes.
I have no freaking idea how they do it. Yes. Thank you. you think is fantastic. So, you know, join with that. It's you. It's a part of you. If you exclude it by judging it, you know, you will not get the rewards. If you say, oh, man, look what I did, it's just great. Then you get the rewards. It's fantastic. I mean, if we're talking about everything is one, then be one with everything. Okay, so peace is a state of harmony characterized by the lack of violent conflict, yes, and the absence of hostility. So it's actually you find the peace of God within the chaos of your own mind. That's where I find my peace. It's like, it's not like, you know, like going off into the mountain and just finding a safe and quiet surrounding and just saying, now I'm in the peace of God. Yeah. No, it's especially in the turmoil, it's especially in the where the noise is going on and where the disturbance is in your mind is where you are going to find peace of God. It's in the release and the conversion of all of that where you will find peace of God. So take your full responsibility for whatever seems to be happening. And that's where the peace of God actually is. Nowhere else. The peace of God is shining in me now. God's ease and joy are mine. I want the peace of God. And then lesson 200, the last lesson. There is no peace except the peace of God. We're almost done. You know, when you stand here or wherever you are, you want to give everything. You want to give of yourself.
Yes.
You want to give of yourself. It's like whether it's a painting or whatever. You know, you just want to. There is a continuous necessity to extend yourself. The continuous necessity to give yourself away, whatever form. It doesn't matter. But you cannot not because you'll die. You know, if you close yourself off, you die. You just need to extend yourself. You just need to give yourself away. That's a necessity. You cannot not but do that, otherwise you'll die. And, you know, we're not going to do that anymore. Right?
Right.
There is no peace except the peace of God. Seek you no further. Yeah. Seek you no further. You will not find peace except the peace of God. Accept this fact and save yourself the agony of yet more bitter disappointments. Leave despair and sense of icy hopelessness and doubt. Seek you no further. There is nothing else for you to find except the peace of God, unless you seek for misery and gain. This is the final point to which each one will go past, to lay aside all hope of finding happiness where there is none, of being saved by what can only hurt, of making peace of chaos, joy of pain, and heaven out of hell, attempt no more to win through losing, nor to die to live. You cannot but be asking for defeat. Come home. You have not found your happiness in foreign places, and in alien forms that have no meaning to you, though you sought to make them meaningful. This world is not where you belong. You are a stranger here, but it is given you to find the means whereby the world no longer seems to be a prison house or jail for anyone. Freedom is given you where you be held with chains and iron doors, but you must change your mind about the purpose of the world if you would find escape. You will be bound till all the world is seen by you as blessed, and everyone made free of your mistakes and honored as he is. Made free of your mistakes. Of your mistakes. There are no other mistakes. If there is a mistake, and there isn't a mistake, but if there would be a mistake, it's yours. I want to make that very clear. You made him not, no more yourself, and as you free the one, the other is accepted as he is.
Thank you.
Thank you. mental riff. For everything. Because everything only wants to reflect the truth of who I am. And if I don't see it that way, I'm just simply mistaken. Everything, the only function that everything and everyone in your dream would have is to offer you salvation. You're not always willing to accept that, but that is the truth of the matter. And if you can look at it that way, you're saved. There is no such a thing as I would really like that to be different, or maybe that could be that way, or why don't you do it? No. Let all things be exactly as they are. And in the acceptance of that is where your salvation is. If you don't see love, if you don't see peace, if you're not grateful, then you are simply mistaken. That's it. You are mistaken, not anybody else. So it's a complete transformative program, process that is occurring in your mind. I am so grateful for that. I used to be a victim of everything that was done to me, always. I was always pointing my fingers to something else in order for that to be different so that I could be okay. Thank God for Jesus and the Course in Miracles that he says, no, you're simply mistaken, it's the other way around, it's upside down. You are the one. So, now we're going to watch Dear One. Without Dear One, this just would not be here. Really. There was a call. There is a call going on continuously. There was a call, and we all reacted to that. If you're sitting here in this room, you must have some kind of like recognition, some kind of like connection, some kind of communication with the old man. Thank you. Sometimes I'm really pissed off that it's not here anymore. I'm like physically sitting there for me to come and to let him speak his mind. But of course we have all the videos, we have everything, and he's still so present, he's present in you. And so we're going to watch Dear One's video, and it's The Splendor of Love, and the title is Just For You. So I thank you very much. There's, like I said, ample opportunity during these 10 days, and after that also to visit all these miracle healing portals, and have an awesome 10 days. Enjoy everything that is given. It's just especially here for you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you.